This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More than 660,000 ballots have been returned for Tuesday's statewide primary. Secretary of State's office received more than 130,000 yesterday. Most were from unaffiliated voters taking part in the Democratic race between John Hickenlooper and Andrew Romanoff. The winner faces Senator Cory Gardner in November. Yesterday was also the beginning of in-person early voting. Denver's Crush Walls Street Arts Festival is on the horizon. CPR's Andrew Villegas explains.
The annual Arts Fest will go on despite the COVID-19 pandemic. In September, the events will welcome 100 artists to make 40 murals and other art pieces in the Rhino Arts District. The events attract artists from all over the world, as well as locally. And organizers say they received more than 700 applications this year. It will feel a little different, however. There will be greater social distancing in place and more digital-only events to avoid spreading the coronavirus. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Brigadier General Laura Clellan will lead the Colorado National Guard and the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Governor Polis nominated her to replace General Michael Lowe, whom the president tapped to head the Air National Guard. Clellan was most recently serving as the Colorado Army National Guard as commanding general before retiring last year. She also worked for the federal and state government for more than 25 years. 84 degrees in Denver, 93 in Grand Junction, 75 for Vail.